Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Now, your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to go straight to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come together to praise you and to give thanks to you for all the, your many blessings you have bestowed upon us. Father, we praise you for who you are, the great I am. And Father, we always ask for your forgiveness, for we know that we fail you. Help us to realize our mistakes and to learn from them, Father, and not repeat them. We ask, Father, for your healing power on those who need it, each individual listening, and on our nation. Grant us your energy, your courage and wisdom to do what you would have us to do, Abba Father. May your children follow your word and rejoice in your righteousness. We need you, O God. We need you for such a time as this. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We were told by the installed, not legally elected, in my opinion, president, that there would be a dark winter of death. I kind of feel that way the last couple of weeks. Apparently, Punxsutawney Phil wants that dark winter of death to last six more weeks. Who really trusts old groundhog anyway? It's a winter here today, for sure. We're getting a huge snowstorm, and we're supposed to get about 15 inches all together. So Rudy and I decided we would not go into the office, and we are at my house, and we're doing the show from here. But in February 2011, we also had a bad, huge storm here. And it ended up with 18 inches. Now, in some places, I realize you guys are going used to see Missourians. But Missouri isn't used to that. That's a huge bunch of snow. And there's no way that groundhog could come out today and see his shadow because there is no sunshine. There's not. He's a bogus predictor. So, happy Groundhog Days to you. But a special happy birthday because I have a great-grandson, who's turning four today, catching up with a couple of grandkids. They were all born bing, 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 and he will be four. Little Oliver will be four today. We are broke as a nation. America is broke. Rudy gave me this quote this morning, an ingenious substitute for the chain and whip of the slave driver. That's what debt is. Think about it. That's by an Ambrose Bierce. He's a U.S. writer. And here we are today as a nation surpassing $30 trillion in debt. This isn't the first time the U.S. has been broke either. I'm kind of excited. We have Melody today. I told her this morning that we all had the COVID, and she said, well, that makes four of us. She's been suffering with it too. Melody, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Oh, you sound great. You sound wonderful.
I sound better, yes.
It's quite the ordeal, but it's, you know, it's like a really bad cold. I don't know how else to explain it. And it's kind of got me down a little bit, but I'm not too bad a shape. So
good.
I had something interesting to share with you that I know you know. But I'm interviewing, and I'm going to do a series of them with Anthony Antiso. And I think you've heard me talk about him before. He wrote some articles in The Pen when I was still putting out my newsletter about the USA being incorporated and about our Constitution. And he's done now a book. It's a pamphlet. It's only about 38 pages. The Great Congressional Deception of the American People. From 1777 through the present. And I thought you would find it interesting, even though I know you already know these things, that we were so broke after the Civil War that that's when things kind of started going south. That was no pun intended there. And I have here where he's talking about they were so broke that they needed to do some things. And it has in here that they had an impeachment going on because they couldn't have vice president after Abraham Lincoln was assassinated. They couldn't have President Andrew Johnson, who was now president because he was vice president. He was a constitutionalist and he believed in states' rights. So they needed to get him out of the way while they were busily incorporating and changing the Constitution. So they had to get him out of the way. So you know what they did? They put 11 false charges on him to impeach him. 11 impeachment charges. And I thought, well, that sounds interesting, doesn't it? And then, of course, they went to the 7 richest families in the world and tried to strike a deal with them and did. And things go downhill. And he talks in here about the changing of our money. When it stopped having value, it stopped being currency, and started being currency, maybe I should say, rather than money. It's just fiat dollars. They're just IOUs. That's all they are. And he talks about that in here, and that was part of what happened back then. Not necessarily at the Civil War time, but eventually it climaxed to that as they kept going broke. They just couldn't get out from under it. And now here we are, $30 trillion in debt.
Well, I just want to say this real quick. You know, 3 in 5 Americans trust Punxsutawney Phil. So don't take his predictions too. 3 in 5 Americans trust his predictions. So I think that was pretty important.
I'm one of the two that doesn't.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Jerry Brownfield thought that should be a national holiday. That was his favorite day. But he didn't trust Punxsutawney. He says he's predicting Pennsylvania's weather. Yeah, he says, I trust the groundhog in Missouri for my weather. Yeah, no, it's always 6 more weeks of winter. I don't think it's ever not been. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, you mentioned
he's just exploiting it.
We did just hit the $300 trillion mark for the total public debt that is now outstanding. Of course, we've seen the national debt surge by about $7 trillion just by the end of 2019. So it's impossible to know how much debt is too much. Well, any debt is too much, and economists remain divided over how big of a problem this is. But, you know, when you're talking about the politicians back then, they kind of reminded me, I'll probably get in trouble with this, the politicians of today. They make all these great statements.
Yeah.
They make all the great statements. They make and know everything that is going to follow, but they don't do anything about it.
Exactly.
And so it's you know, it's were they really
trying?
You know,
I kind of went off.
Hmm?
I kind of went off earlier this week on it was, and I don't begrudge them. I don't hate them or anything. And but the Heritage Foundation, the guy that's president there now, Roberts, he was saying, we're going to have to get active. We're going to have to be active. We've got to protect our families. We've got to protect our schools and blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, what have you been doing all this time?
Yeah.
You know, and as somebody said to me, well, there's a difference between think tanks and these non-for-profits. But what are they doing that's helping? Because I don't see anything getting better. I just see it getting worse. And I know they're not even trying to fix the national debt. They just keep acting like it's always going to, you know, we can just keep adding to it and everything's going to be fine. And it's not. It wasn't fine back then, and it's not fine now. I hear the music. We're headed into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. We will take phone calls. It's 877-895-5410. Keep it on topic. We're going to talk about the economy and gold and silver. 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back. Thank you. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cederstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer's and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
Have you ever checked to see how many minerals are in the nutritional products that you take? Not many if they come from fruits and vegetables that do not average more than 12 minerals due to mineral depletion in topsoil. Minerals are the key to good health and longevity, and you need lots of them. A product called Immuno-150 is only $49.95 for a month's supply, and it has 70 plant minerals and 80 other nutrients. There is nothing like it on the market. Now, more than ever, you need to supercharge your immune system, and to do that, you need at least 60 minerals every day. Immuno-150 has more than 70 minerals. Visit Immuno150.com, that is Immuno150.com, or call 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224. 2224.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She's a sponsor of the show. Without Melody, we would not be here. And she's been sponsoring the show for a long time. She also has her own talk show. She has Financial Survival Radio, and that's on at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. You could just go to her website, dgscoins.com, and click on that and listen to them. And we're welcoming calls today. If you keep it on track, we want to talk about the economy. We want to talk about gold and silver. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I was trying really hard to look for economic news this morning, and it's all about Russia, it's all about the Ukraine, and the truckers, which I, kudos to the truckers, I'm really excited about those. But, you know, people aren't seeing it as the threat that it is, you know, and obviously Russia and Ukraine, that is, and China, is a big threat to the United States right now, but so is our national debt. What would happen right now, as broke as we are, if we were forced into a war?
Well, I don't think we will be. You know, I don't think
that's, I don't either, but
you know,
who knows with Biden?
You're right, but I don't think Russia is dumb enough to push it to some degree. I don't know.
Right.
They're not, nothing's going to happen during the Olympics. I mean, he's over there with, you know, enjoying the games and so forth that'll begin on Friday.
Right.
So.
Absolutely.
So I really don't think, but I don't, you know, and all he wants is to, us to promise that Ukraine will never be admitted into NATO. We're not supposed to be there anyway because they're not in NATO. I mean, not that I'm a fan of NATO, but, you know, I mean, no. If that's all it takes, you know. What
you know, and I was heard the other day that one of the criteria to be a part of NATO is to have secure borders.
Yes.
So I'm wondering why they haven't kicked the United States out of NATO, because we do not have secure borders right now.
No,
our borders are open, and so we really shouldn't even be in there.
No, we
should not.
Of course,
they're not going to kick us out because we're giving them the most money, but, but
well,
still.
The biggest thing, you know, I mean, it was China before who said the weapons of mass destruction is our debt, yeah. Is our derivatives, is our, you know, so many of the financial tools that they used to keep everything going, you know, throughout the, you know, past 2 years and even back to 2008. U.S. private payrolls today fell for the first time in a year in January. They're looking, now the jobs report comes out Friday, so these are private payrolls by the ADP, National Employment Report, showed that private payrolls decreased by 301,000 jobs last month. And that was after the big report in December, which I don't buy it. I believe they lied. 776,000 in December. So,
yeah,
you know, again, these numbers are, you know, really kind of funny. It's, but this is what, you know, people go by, make investment decisions on. The broad decline in private payrolls, that was led by leisure and hospitality with 154,000 job losses. Trade, transportation, utilities, they shed 62,000. Construction lost 10,000. Manufacturing employment decreased by 21,000. So we'll have to see what the numbers really are from government come Friday, but I expect it might be a rude awakening for some, and, you know, maybe for some they're really expecting it. I don't know, but if you can believe any of their numbers, I always figured if they give one number, just multiply it by two. You know, and that'll probably be your right number. But so
we do have a caller. We have Jim from Nebraska. Jim, how are you today?
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Hi there. Well, I hope you're doing better, Beth. I really appreciate you having the show today. I just wanted to call in and ask about what they're calling the Biden bounce. What in the heck is the Biden bounce? They're promoting something out
dance?
There that's totally unreal. Yeah, it must be a dance or something. They're saying that the economy is up and it's the Biden bounce. Have you heard that? Have you heard that statement?
I have not. Melody,
I've been hearing it. I've heard it the last 2 days, and I'm just shake my head and I go, the Biden bounce. Good grief!
Yeah, they're bouncing us right over the cliff.
Yeah, I didn't know if you'd heard that or not, but that I heard that on a couple of the mainstream news reports. We're talking about the economy was up and the Biden bounce was here, and I'm like, that came out of left field, that's for sure.
Well, the Biden bounce is the manipulation of these numbers to get. I mean, a week ago the market was falling apart, and all of a sudden it's all come back, and you know, it's everything is as was. Nothing to worry about and so forth. Maybe that's what they're talking about. It's not a Biden bounce. It's more like a Biden, not miracle, but a Biden manipulation, I guess. It's really absurd.
If the mainstream media ever told the truth, I think that their brains would explode, because it's... Yeah. It's just crazy how they try to manipulate people into thinking that things are what they're not, which is, you know, I didn't know if there was actually anything to that. I didn't think there was, but I thought I'd ask an expert about that. So that's why I called in today.
Yeah.
It could also be a new ice cream. Biden bounce ice cream. I don't know. This guy's, you know, it's...
No,
it's
Biden,
a joke.
Biden can't buy his shoes, so I can't imagine.
Yeah.
You know, and no disrespect.
Why don't they buy him some Velcro ones?
For the guy to some degree, but, I mean, he was put in place for a purpose and a reason. She was put in the place, and we can't forget that. You know,
that's right.
So, you know, it's all part of it. But those, his followers, his handlers, yeah, they're pretty powerful. They're the ones that are doing anything that's bouncing to keep the system going. I mean, we had some pretty significant drops in the NASDAQ and the S&P, the Dow, and it all came back like there was, you know, it was just a little bleep. So we can't forget that you had the, you know, that they have the abilities, the central banks, the Fed, have the abilities to, you know, these are algorithms, these are digits, that they have a lot of control over what goes on. And people, those that have investments in the stock market and so forth, they're not going to do anything to upset the apple cart because that's where their livelihood is. So, you know, to some degree, they're very thankful that they're able to keep it up, the stock market. So, but you're right. It's not real.
No, it's all phony.
It's just all phony.
You know, Rudy was telling me this morning that crypto went up, and I just kind of shake my head when the crypto goes up and down because it's nothing. It's just, and I know a lot of people are following that. Just, you know, same people that are following Pex Tony Phil. Just careful.
Well, I mean, crypto is real to the point that the fact that, you know, people did make some money, but they're buying it based on false fundamentals. They're buying it based on thinking it's a safe haven. It's not a safe haven. You know, it's when the market was going down a couple of weeks, so did the crypto. So it follows more the stock market than any type of a safe haven. And it's not a currency. It's not money.
No.
It's nothing. It's digits. And kudos to those who've made a lot of money. You know, you should have gotten out. You should have sold some. You should have bought some gold and protected what you had. Gamble if you wish. That's up to each individual. We can't tell them what to do.
Absolutely.
However,
absolutely,
do it with a true understanding of what it is. And so that way,
absolutely,
you know, you won't be shocked when it can, you know, if it goes back down again, which it will.
All right. Jim, thank you. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate it. I think you already hung up. You know, the crypto and the fiat dollars, and they're just, you know, I don't remember who came up with the crypto money, but it really hit the scene here. What was it, about 5 years ago? Or was it longer ago than that? Time runs along pretty fast. And I knew then it didn't make any sense, and I'm no genius. And but they manipulate it just like they manipulate everything else, just like they manipulate the job report, which you said that's coming out this Friday. And it's going to be curious to see, because they keep bragging about how good everything is. But we can tell by looking through our neighborhoods. Right now, my neighborhood's very white. But looking through the neighborhoods, the people that aren't working, looking at all the closed stores in town and in Jefferson City, and things that are just, they're just not there anymore. So I don't know what jobs they're adding, but hopefully some people are going back to work. I don't call that a new job, though. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Give her a call at 1-800-375-4188 or give us a call right here, right now at 877-895-5410. And we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978 6168 and use the promo code Beth Ann to get 30% off plus free shipping.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-218-6440. 800-218-6440. 800-218-6440. That's 800-218-6440.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can give her a call in her office at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We still have the phone lines opened here. If you want to give us a call and talk about the economy, talk about the gold and silver, or whatever other fiat dollars you want to talk about, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. She also has her own radio talk show, Financial Survival Radio Show, at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you just visit her website, dgscoins.com. So they're manipulating. We know they do that all the time. I knew that way back, the jobs reports. I knew that that actually kind of started maybe before him, but I believe Clinton's the one that started changing how accounting was doing. And so if you'd been on unemployment for X amount of time, you all automatically dropped off of the list of not employed. And so that makes the numbers skewed anyway. But the manipulation of the dollar and the manipulation of gold and silver and the crypto money and the stock market, that's something that's been going on as well for a very, very long time. What is gold and silver doing right now?
Actually, we're having a good day in gold today. It's good. Up $7, back up over 1808. Silver's 2275. So they're all positive today, for now anyway.
Day's long, isn't it?
Yes.
But
so we do need you callers today, that's for sure.
We
right,
what?
Beth? Callers.
Yeah, we need callers because we're coughing. We're trying to keep it during the commercial time, but sometimes it just can't do that. So give us a call at 877-895-5410. What do you see playing out here in the next few months? I know that's kind of a loaded question, but you know, we're in this dark winter of death, and right now it kind of feels like it. I'm sitting here and I'm looking out the window here at my family room, and it is just coming down snow like crazy. And it's beautiful if you don't have to get out in it, and I didn't have to get out in it, but I'm going to make Rudy get in and out of it. Yes. But
I have 14 inches of snow this weekend, so.
Wow.
We had our share, too, of snow, so hopefully
yeah.
It stays rain. But what do I expect? You know, it's going to be pretty much more of the same. This is an election year. So they're going to try to do everything possible to keep things on an even keel, because I think the Democrats know what they face come this fall. I'd like to think that. But I'm sorry, but, you know, when I say these Democrats, I'm talking about the ones in office, you know. I mean, half my my family is Democrats, and I don't consider them evil, you know. And these Democrats are very cunning. These Democrats are no one is talking about, at least none that I have heard. You know, I watch Fox News. A lot of their talk is all based on this crime wave that are in these larger cities.
Mm-hmm.
And day in and day out, day in and day out, and supposedly the White House is now going to New York to focus on their crime wave. Don't these people get it? To me, I think the Democrats are setting up these Republicans, whether Fox News is part of it or not, I don't know. But if you create the problem of crime, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to issue, you know, they're going to solve the problem by going after our weapons.
Absolutely. They've already said that.
Yeah, I mean, and they're setting this up, and you have, like, programs like Fox News. So all they do is talk about crime, crime, crime. Well, Democrats' answer is going to be weapons, going after your guns.
And they've already said that.
Then what is Fox News going to do? So it's, I'm thinking, can't these people see what these Democrats are doing? They're just allowing these, you know, these conservative programs and so forth open up the doors. I just don't get people don't see that.
And they've done it for centuries, decades. Yeah. I mean, create a crisis and then fix it.
Yes.
But the fixing it is always devastating. They've come out with now, and I know there's people arguing, and I got aggravated as I was walking out the door the other morning, and they were talking about COVID mask mandates. It happened to be those here in the state of Missouri, and some of the schools are still going to mandate it after the governor said you can't, and that's going on in other states as well. And they said, well, there's no evidence that they don't do any good. I said, your own CDC just said that they don't help. You know, so they're just, for some reason, they just keep pushing it. And it's just another control issue, as well as what's going on with the vaccines and the truck drivers in Canada. I'm very proud of them. And now some in United States are starting. And I saw where Australia has some truckers that are going to start this. And that's going to create a problem on the shelves because they're not running. And, you know, so things are going to get tight, and the truckers have asked everybody to buckle up, you know, because that's what's going to happen. And Trudeau called them Nazis, and I'm thinking he doesn't know what that word means. But
he's a piece of work.
But
sorry,
what's
you
that?
Canadian listeners. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend but, yeah, he's a piece of work. But you know what? There was a report that came out. John Hopkins. Everybody thinks John, you know, he They've been through this COVID ordeal with their reports and so forth. They come out with a new analysis by researchers. Lockdowns in the U.S. and Europe had little or no impact in reducing deaths.
Yeah.
The lockdowns and they were the early phases of the pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah.
We find no evidence.
Yeah, I found that very interesting.
Yeah.
Something we knew all along. We didn't have to do a virtual study on it. We were living it. We could tell it wasn't doing
anything. Millions of dollars to do those studies.
Yeah.
So
that's an idea, Melody. Mm-hmm. But the truckers are going to make an impact, and I think it already has. Of course, Biden said, and I thought this was really funny because he doesn't have to go grocery shopping for his food or anything. You know, somebody else does it all for him, and most of these Democrats and even Republicans, they don't do their own shopping. They never missed a paycheck. That foolish phrase, we're in this together, was never true. But when they claim that, I lost my train of thought there. When they claim that it's okay because the shelves are only 89%. That's still 89%. Biden kept pushing that. It's 89%. You've got 89% of the shelves full that aren't empty. But what about the other? What about the other that are empty? What is that's missing? Are they vital stuff? And then all these testings that he's going to get, they're all coming from China. He has absolutely no respect or love for the United States, and we just can't seem to get a Democrat to be loyal to the United States or certain Republicans. I saw yesterday where George W. Bush has given money to the rhinos that are running that we all know are nothing more than Democrats with a rhino. And that's Liz Cheney. He's given to Liz Cheney, and he's given to Murkowski there in Alaska. And so it's, I don't know, we're in a mess. And I'm like you. I think people are seeing it. I want them to see it. And I think with this trucker strike, and there's another thing that happened. I'm going to tell you about that when we come back. We're going to close the phone lines. You missed your opportunity because when we come in, we'll be in the final segment of today's show. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188 is her number at her office, and we will be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow 6-piece towel set that includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we're in the final segment of today's show. We've been muddling through. Both Melody and myself are fighting the COVID. You might hear us cough and grumble a little bit, but we're here with you. And I was going to tell you a couple of stories. One is Pensy Spice. And I just, Rudy had just kind of shared a little bit with me this morning on it. I didn't see an article myself. But he insulted his Republican customers. And he immediately lost 40,000 customers. Immediately.
And, who was that?
So now he's Pensy Spice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so now he's begging for customers to come back. But I think that's part of the American people are just fed up with being told what they think and who they are. And it's just unreal. And while you and I call ourselves the two, Whoopi on The View is in trouble. And some people say, well, I don't think she should be kicked off. You know, I don't believe in all that. Well, I do. I think she should. That she's all for everybody else getting kicked off when they do bad. Look what they did to Roseanne. So why shouldn't she go?
You know, that's so, really anyway. True. And I listened. I'm sure I just got a part of a clip of it, but she didn't even make sense. It's just like, and it was all because, I mean, she should have been suspended a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
She should have been suspended a long time ago for the various things that she said and so forth. But, I mean, what was wrong with her? I mean, it's just like she's a nut. She's crazy.
Yes.
She's crazy.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, absolutely no sense when she, and I think once she started off on that, I think she probably knew that she had stumbled into something. But,
she spoke before she thought.
And everything that she said was totally off the wall. It's like, wow.
Yeah,
so I'm glad
if it wasn't a racist thing, then what was it?
She was trying to explain it as the way she sees racism is something you can see or tell when you see somebody. You can tell what race they are just by looking at them. She says, that's what I always thought racism was, where you can discriminate against the people that you can tell are black or brown or you know, Asian or whatever. It's like, she is a nut.
Yeah. She is.
Yeah. And anyway, so one woman has told her that she doesn't deserve her her original name was Karen Johnson, and she took on the name Whoopi Goldberg, and she said she doesn't deserve the Whoopi Goldberg name, and she needs to give it back. So she's not going to get out of this unscathed, I don't believe. But we'll see.
People well, you know what? It does catch up with you. Karma. I think it's called karma.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. Maybe so. But anyway, the View's having a problem. But the two are doing fine. Other than we have COVID, we're doing fine. So we're in the final segment of the show, and this is when I like you to tell everybody about, you know, be prepared, not scared. And somebody had that on something else today about this weather and all this dark death of winter that's coming. If we're prepared for that, then, you know, like my husband told me a couple of days ago, so you need to make plans for the show because we may not be able to get there. So we made plans to bring that mobile unit here at my house, and we're doing it here. But you got to make a plan. So let's talk about making a plan. I know a lot of my listeners are just starting with it, and some of them have been doing the gold and silver for a while. So let's just tell them how to get started.
Well, they need to get started first by calling us at 800-375-4188. And we just help folks along
right.
make a decision as far as, you know, what's good for them based on their budget and how they can, you know, if they need silver, gold, or a combination. And I don't think
you know,
I can really do much more than that. Or I'm going to get into a coughing spell. But anyway.
Okay.
So they
I
really
ask
do need to give
else.
Us a call. At 1-800-375-4188.
I wanted to ask something about the platinum. Mm-hmm. What good is platinum? Because I hear you talk about that a lot of times when you're given the data and the markets on the gold and silver and the metals, precious metals. So what about platinum?
Well, platinum always sold for more than gold did. It was more rare, harder to mine and process. And
okay.
since Russia started taking over the palladium took off and platinum sank. And it's very
okay.
much needed in catalytic converters. And so just historically, platinum was always higher than what gold prices were. It's a nice little hedge if you have all the gold and silver that you need in your portfolio. You know, platinum can be a nice little hedge, a little diversification. But I wouldn't say, you know, if you have no gold or no silver to buy platinum. It's not money.
Right.
It's precious metals. And it does have its place. And it could be a very good investment for what it's so selling for. So, I mean,
yep.
you're probably looking
at... I found that interesting.
Yeah, platinum right now, you're probably looking at about $1,200 to buy a platinum coin.
And
so,
when we talk about the crime... You know, we were talking about some of that earlier in the show, that there's a big surge of theft going on, taking the catalytic converters out of vehicles, and that's exactly why they're doing it,
mm-hmm.
is for the platinum.
Sure.
So, yeah.
So it's a good little mm-hmm. investment. Palladium, it's surged, but I think that's all a Russia play. Most of your palladium comes from Russia, so.
Okay.
We're not sure where that's going. I never thought you'd see palladium trading at $2,500, but
wow.
It is. So, but again, that's what you do is buy low, sell high. So if you're holding palladium, it's a good time to sell it. And that's what people always, they always try to capture the highs. You know, if you sell today at $2,500 and it goes to $2,900, that's okay because you have more downside risk than you do upside. So you don't lose out on anything when you're trading and like you would your palladium. So a lot of people want to hold on and, you know, thinking that it's going to go to 5,000 and most likely it won't. It could, but that's not how you make investments. So you just have to be careful and don't get caught up in promises.
In all of that.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Stay with the fundamentals.
And so you Stay with the fundamentals. Give Melody a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. That's in her office. Give her a call, and hopefully she won't be coughing.
Melody,
you get to feeling better.
Thank you.
To feeling better. Rest as much as you can, and that's what we're doing here. We do a show, and then we rest. So you take care of yourself,
you
and
too.
We will see you in a couple of weeks again.
All right.
And we will be the two then, and we'll try to keep ourselves out of trouble.
Okay.
You've been listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have been talking to Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Give her a call at her office, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Be prepared and bring America home.
CSE Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSE Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSE Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.